It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. President Trump and Republicans in Congress are floating plans for a substantial cut in the federal health program Medicaid. Republican supporters say that work requirements and other changes would save money while making sure Medicaid still helps the people who need it the most.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates that budget changes in the main bill before Congress would lead to more than 10 million people losing Medicaid coverage nationwide over the next decade. The budget also includes the elimination of federal grants for rural hospitals and rural health care programs.
A rural health care organization in Wisconsin says those changes would be devastating for Wisconsin's rural hospitals. John Ike is director of the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health. John, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for asking me.
Wisconsin has 76 rural hospitals statewide. What do they have at stake as we watch for what comes out of this budget on Medicaid?
Well, I think politicians will often focus on the people receiving the Medicaid, people in need of health care, as somehow not deserving it. But I think we have to realize that it is not only them. You know, one third of children in rural areas, 14% of seniors, et cetera. But we have to realize that those payments actually go to support rural hospitals, EMS, rural clinics, providers, et cetera. So it's a devastating blow to the healthcare industry as well. And as far as the work requirements, I'm curious how they're going to enact that with, like I said, one out of three rural children in the state of Wisconsin being on Medicaid, and these 14% of rural seniors. I'm not sure how that looks.
How much, when it comes to a hospital's budget, a rural hospital's budget, how much of that depends on patients who come in and are relying on Medicaid to cover those bills?
Well, I can't give you an exact figure, but I can say that when patients desperately need care, maybe they've had a car accident on the side of the road, they've had a heart attack or stroke or seizure in their home, the hospital's duty is to provide care regardless of ability to pay. And so if someone does not have coverage, whether through private insurance or Medicaid, Medicare, then the hospital has to eat those costs. And that makes it expensive, more expensive for everyone else, and can threaten that hospital's sustainability, viability. In fact, one of the ways that hospitals work very hard to try and make sure that if someone is eligible for Medicaid, that they are signed up for it. So removing more of those patients, more of that coverage, is going to be a very difficult blow for rural hospitals, clinics, and EMS.
When we think of Medicaid, we think of, as you mentioned, the support that goes to individual recipients, and then they use that to get their health care. Grants are also part of Medicaid, and I understand there are some that affect rural Wisconsin that are on the chopping block, in effect. What kind of things do you have your eyes on?
Well, so what we're seeing is, and these grants don't necessarily come from Medicaid. They come from all of the Health and Human Services federal agency. And what we're seeing is, first of all, there was a leaked memo from the Trump administration saying they were going to specifically eliminate three out of the four programs in our office. So this is $2 million worth of funding for rural healthcare that comes every year into Wisconsin. So then that was quiet. We've looked to Congress. They've had very strong support in the bipartisan fashion for these programs that help improve access to care, quality of care, improve patient outcomes around the state, help rural hospitals struggling with their bottom line. So again, $2 million a year that is under threat. Congress, who has the power of the purse, has been a strong supporter. However, what we're realizing recently is that Health and Human Services is slow walking the approvals for the grants that are happening on an annual basis. So while it may not say directly, we are closing your program, sort of like they did to AmeriCorps or USAID, what could be happening is that the grants will just never get approved. And therefore, in our office, we're going to have to lay off staff. These programs are going to close their contracts and services to rural hospitals, to our partners in the like hospital association, et cetera, are going to need to be defaulted on. It's not a happy prospect for our state.
John Ike is with us, director of the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health, looking at proposed cuts to Medicaid and other rural health care funding and what they'd mean here in Wisconsin. John, in a letter to Wisconsin's rural hospitals recently, you wrote that Wisconsin's rural health care landscape has relied a lot on federal funding when compared, for example, to other states. How dependent are rural Wisconsin hospitals and other health programs on federal Medicaid funding as opposed to state?
Well, I think it makes sense for state legislators when they look and see that the federal government is providing these kind of grants for these services to say, well, you know, the federal government is handling this. We don't have to. The state does support things like loan repayment. It matches funds from the federal government, et cetera. But unfortunately, that leaves us really unbalanced. So I would say that about 80 to 90% of our funding is federal in nature. And so if something happens to federal funding, like I said, that puts us at risk of closure, and it puts those services and those that funding that gets passed through to rural hospitals at real jeopardy.
We've seen already in Wisconsin a couple of hospitals in the western part of the state and their affiliated health systems have to close down. Are you concerned that these cuts would lead to more outright closures or substantial service cuts at our rural hospitals?
I am. You know, in public analysis of the financial outcomes for rural hospitals in Wisconsin, 10 of them are operating in a negative margin as of the first of 2024. That's the last time we have the best data for it. And there are, I think, about four or five others that are below national standards for that. And so every entity, every organization can have a bad year. They can turn that around. But if someone is on the bubble like that, where they're, you know, just riding that fence, striving to get back up into the black, to lose Medicaid coverage, to lose the support from programs like our office, can be the factor that causes that facility to close.
I want to talk about a healthcare consumer in a rural part of the state, whether they're on Medicaid or not. How accessible is healthcare in rural parts of the state? How much further might people have to travel to get different kinds of healthcare if we see some of those hospitals you were just talking about not be able to keep the doors open?
Yes, yeah, so it really depends what part of the state you're in. You know, we have some large forests and parks that with lower population in the north, so you tend to see fewer healthcare facilities and ambulance services, et cetera, in them. And so losing one of those, there are counties in our state where there is only one hospital in the county. Clearly, if that closes, that's going to be an incredible hardship on that county and those residents and those in neighboring counties that went to it because it was closer. I feel like in our state, we've done actually a great job with many parties involved in ensuring that there is proper access. But these kind of threats really put that system at risk.
Now, your office, the State Office of Rural Health, also faces funding threats here. What kind of services are you providing now? How long can you commit to keep doing that, given the budget uncertainty at this point?
Well, unfortunately, we're sort of between a rock and a hard place. Imagine our office or programs like us, you know, across the state and nation, is we're a car and we're given a year's worth of gas. And so we drive for a year and then usually we stop at our federal gas station at the end of the year. They fill us up for another year and we keep going. If that gas station is shuttered, then our car stops right there. So we have one grant that is ending May 31st. We don't have a notice of award from the federal government yet. So as of June 1st, we have to stop working on that grant. The hospitals that were going to receive money from that grant will not. July 1st, we have another big one. And then September 1st, we have our final. Those three, if we do not receive a notice of award, we don't have a bridge. We can't really coast. at that point, we have to lay off staff and shutter the programs.
You mentioned the reliance on federal funding. If those grants don't come through, if the Medicaid funding is cut, do you have any hope that in our budget situation now in Wisconsin, there could be backfill, that the state would step up and meet at least some of these things that are being cut?
I would hope so. You know, I would love to see, I think this is an opportunity for the state of Wisconsin to look at this and say, hey, you know what, for our citizens, for our residents in all parts of the state, we need to make sure that we are providing the resources they need, because sometimes the federal government is not as dependable in these areas. So I think that's a real opportunity. Even if there is backfill, I'm not sure. It's a really interesting, sort of insidious plan. If you don't fund an organization for a couple of months, then there is no longer staff. There is no longer an office because the rent can't be paid. You can't just pour water on that plant and have it spring back to life. The plant has died. And so while those funds may, I expect Congress to be sort of outraged that they had appropriated the money for these programs and then the administration had not implemented them. You know, if I was a federal legislator, that would annoy me. So I expect there to be some pushback, but my worry is that there just won't be an Office of Rural Health to fund again.
John, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you very much for the questions.
That's John Eich, director of the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health. He talked to us about proposed Medicaid cuts and other federal programs that affect rural health care, what they can mean for care in rural parts of the state. If you live in rural Wisconsin, are you worried about this? Do you already have long drives to get needed health care? Are you worried about what might happen if your local hospital or health care system has to close? Tell us about it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's Wisconsin Today at WPR.org.